the life of him. That came from the mud, but he turned up and figured it out. Was just selling dope to them folks trying to keep me afloat. Had a roll trying to get me a house. This street got ugly, I ain't had no money, but I was determined to get the fuck out. I was weighing down bags with the safe and the cash. Came up now, it's quarters, three ones an hour. But I had good dope and peered up, make them bounce. Where you get this shit from? Somewhere deep in the south. Big can shag with the slugs in this map, but I don't even much talk to get in.
And we're off.
What's going on, ladies and gentlemen? I am Butchie Lamb. Sorry I'm late.
Welcome, everybody, to the Rolling with Zeta featuring Joel and Butchie. Welcome.
So let me get this started off by real quick by saying the reason why I'm late is I was eating dinner with my brother and sister-in-law, I should say. And I got about 1,000 wires here in front of my table. And
you got to get your life together.
I know, right? It's a mess. And so needless to say is we're sitting there and they're like, hey, there's a possum on the back deck. I'm like, all right, cool. They're like, hey,
look, and this is what we do when we let
Bitch start the fucking show.
We always give this out-ass fucking white people ass story.
Didn't know nothing about this. Go ahead, Mike.
Go ahead,
bro. Fucking white people.
This is new to us, too.
So, so my brother-in-law, Josh, was like, hey, man, you want, I was like, give me the gun. I'll kill it. I don't care. You know, give me the pew-pew. Yeah. Sorry.
That's what you went to do?
No. This is after dinner. So I grab it. I missed the two shots I took at point blank range. Someone take my redneck card away. I don't deserve it.
So he got away?
Yeah.
You jack a lantern.
I know. I can't get right. Just call me can't get right.
What is it?
I'm the baby's daddy, boss.
I mean, I'm happy.
So you're gonna tell me you live in possum / beaver / we like to shoot shit country, and whatever the fuck you had in front of you, and you missed.
Yeah, point blank range.
Get your life together, bro.
I'm
really questioning a lot of things with you, bro.
That's all right.
Now I don't know if I can. You can ride with me now. You missing point blank range.
Yeah, bro. Like, what if we're in trouble, bro?
I got the ops. Don't worry about that.
I am worried.
You can't kill a raccoon. Can't kill a raccoon. You think I'm trusting with ops?
Spirit fingers have an ass raccoon, bro.
But no. So let's get back to the hair. My hair looks really good.
Fucking beautiful, bro.
Take the heat off of you, huh? Yeah, take the heat off of you, huh? Nope. Guess what? You still missed the fucking raccoon.
Yeah, man. It was a possum.
Opossum.
Oh,
you call it an
opossum
or a possum?
Opossum.
Opossum with an O?
Yeah.
What a stupid... Why? What's the difference?
I have no idea.
Me?
I didn't make that roll up.
I've never known the difference.
My hair's all messed up. I look like Sergeant Slaughter off of Street Fighter right now.
Nah,
you look like a retired cop dad.
Undercover. What's up, boys?
You're like, no, Susan, I don't want to let go of the mustache.
Hey, look, he's the dude that's gonna take your weed, but he's still gonna be cool with it after he take your weed. Like, yeah.
Who said that? You said that? All right, what? I'll be that person. But no, how's your week been, boys? You know, all I gotta say is I will lay down the law. My Bears, the Bears, bear down, baby. We got our asses handed to us.
You know, I had this big elaborate thing.
Yeah, I took it from you.
I had this big elaborate thing, right? I had this big old, I was gonna show you something. Like, let me show you something. I'm gonna show you something that I'm super proud of. I'm super proud of this, and I really want you to know that it meant a lot to me that, you know, you talked a lot of shit, right? And if there's one thing I love is receipts, right? Yes. So we're at the understanding in this podcast that there is receipts.
Mm-hmm.
And there's one receipt that you really need to know that said everything about this game between the 49ers and the Bears. Okay?
I'm waiting. And you were wrong. It was 457.
Hold on. Hold
457.
Hold your cell phone. Hold on. Receipts, my Jeep. I got one more for you.
You got anything on my voice? Say anything?
No. I always want you to remember, don't ever talk shit. Ever. Especially when you're the Bears. Don't ever talk shit, my G, because there's always receipts.
But here's the thing. I'm a humble fan. I will say we got our asses handed to us. We got dog walked.
No, no. You don't get to have that because you're going to let me bask. I'm basking in the ambiance right now.
Hold on.
38-13 ass whooping we put on y'all. But this is what I say. And I'm sorry that I'm always louder and I'm always more obnoxious about it. But I really want you to understand something. Okay, Butch?
We understand it.
We fucking suck.
Yeah, last night, 12-6.
I was basking in that win until we started fucking playing yesterday. And to watch my team do what the fuck they did yesterday?
Let alone do what they did yesterday. But
hey, hold on. Hey, hold on, boys. Can, license and registration, please?
This is wild. Bro.
License and registration.
I don't take losses. Well, we know this. I hate it. Like, I can't fucking stand it, right?
Take the hoodie off. We got to see the vein.
No. I'm not doing this.
Y'all, we are. Take the hoodie off.
But I take the wins and I take the losses. And I will say this. My team has been spoiling me for 5 to 6 years. Okay? Not much losing going on. But I don't like what's happening with my team right now. Okay? You don't quit on a fucking team. You don't do that. You just don't. Like, you get paid millions of fucking dollars.
You get paid what?
Millions! They're about to be billions soon. That's Juan Soto.
We had this discussion. I'm tired, coach.
Right.
I was going to say. Hold on. Before you do that, mine was just out of the game. He didn't quit. Yours physically said, I quit.
No, mine, and let me. Do you know what happened?
Yours said he quit. I watched the game.
No, but did you hear what happened?
I didn't hear.
I'm gonna sit back in the cut, my G.
Explain it. I want to hear it. I don't know.
Twice in a week. Tell me.
He's sitting on the bench.
Yep.
Dre Greenlaw is back. Right. The defense is flying around the fucking field yesterday, feeling it. Right. Oh my God, they look like the old Niners again.
Okay.
I mean, the offense couldn't move the ball, but I said, yo, full defense today, right?
They look like it.
Dre Greenlaw, he was the heart of it yesterday. After halftime, Dre Greenlaw did not come back in the game because Dre Greenlaw hurt his leg again. And it scares the shit out of me that he's going to be hurt and he can't play no more. That scares the shit out of me, but because I like Dre Greenlaw a lot, right?
What's going on, First Strike Bet?
So he doesn't play. The guy that got cut, Campbell, the guy that got cut today, because he got cut today.
Oh, they cut him?
He said he didn't want to play because he was coming off the bench behind Dre Greenlaw. You mean the guy that tore his ACL during the fucking Super Bowl yesterday? That guy has carte blanche to do whatever the fuck he wants, especially when he's back ready to play. But that's neither here nor there. You knew that the whole week, right? You knew going in, Dre's coming back. I'm going to sit my ass down, and when they need me, I got his back, right?
Mm-hmm.
Dre Greenlaw goes back, Kyle Shanahan, and we lose another player. I don't remember who the other guy was. But Kyle Shanahan goes, all right, let's go. You ready to play? Guy goes, nope. Gets up and walks back to the locker room. I was sick when I heard the story, bro.
Yeah, that almost makes me feel like a white dude trying to shoot an opossum. At point blank range.
Terrible.
just take me out, coach. Just take me out. I'm done. I give up.
Crazy, bro.
Bye, my G. Like, I'm out. Like,
you do not even deserve
to be on the bus on the way to the fucking airport. Or we were in San Fran. Don't bring your ass back to the field. Don't come back. Everybody's like, I'm afraid that he's gonna go sign with another team. Who gives a fuck? Who cares? Go ahead, bro. The Packers, oh, they keep saying he's gonna go back to the Packers. I don't give a shit. Get the fuck off my team. And that's my rant about my team. And I don't want to talk about it no more. Because the Rams didn't really beat us yesterday. They played like trash too. And whoever wants to disagree with me clearly didn't see the fucking game yesterday. Move on to the next subject, please.
Hold on. Hold on. Oh, my God. Hey, take the hoodie off. I got to see the vein.
Oh, yeah. That vein popping, boy. That,
that motherfucker popping. Man, just imagine if he had some more air.
Don't do this.
I had a bye week, so I got to chill this week.
Who y'all play this week?
I think we got the Broncos.
Ooh, that's a tough game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's gonna be a good one. It's gonna be a good one for us. It's gonna be, we needed to get in, so if we beat them, we're still in the hunt.
So I have nothing really to talk about except for how about Bill Belichick?
I was gonna talk about that because I actually had
that program's gonna be a program here in the next couple of years.
Yeah, I actually had to go and do some things with that.
So, do you think that was a good move?
Yes.
Why?
For a simple fact, he's going to get these college players that aren't ready for the NFL. He's going to get them prepared for the NFL.
What about the NIL?
I don't know about it. I mean, I already have my thoughts about the NIL. It's the NIL and transfer portals ruined college football. I mean, look just this week on how many kids have fucking entered into the transfer portal.
I don't pay attention, so why don't you tell me?
I mean, I can't number – someone probably number the number faster than me, but it's – from what I've seen –
Is there like a timetable that you can enter the portal? Like, do you only have an allotted amount of time, or do you just go, I don't like it here, I'm going to the portal?
I think you just do that. I don't like it here. I can just go in.
The way that shit's set up, yeah. From what I've been hearing, yeah, it's pretty much if you don't want to be there, you feel like you're not getting no play time, you want to go elsewhere, you can.
That's awful, bro. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, look at FSU and DJU. I mean, what is it? Oregon State? Clemson? I think he went to another school also, maybe. I can't remember. But then he goes to FSU. And he goes to FSU and fucking stinks up the place like he did beforehand. If I'm a coach, now here's my thoughts, and please correct me if I'm wrong. Here's my thoughts. If I got a kid into the transfer portal, and I've seen, are these fucking coaches not looking these kids up? Oh, what schools he's played at before? You know, if you're fucking garbage, I'm not taking you.
Yeah, but if you're really good.
I'll take you. But how many of these kids are actually – decent going.
Is there like a limit? Is there like a limit to how much they can do that, or can they just do that however many fucking times they want?
I think as many fucking times you want, as long as you're eligible.
They're eligible. They can do it.
Yeah.
That's awful.
Yeah.
Force yourself out of a school.
Yeah. That's why a lot of these coaches, they don't bank on players as much as they used to. Yeah. Because they're all about the money now. They want to see what's the highest dollar sign and who's going to guarantee me to start. That's
how they do. It's not about heart anymore. It's not about heart. It's all about cash.
I just don't like that they get paid so much money.
Yeah, me too.
Before they get it. I mean, it works. Oh, sorry. If it works in one way or the other, right? You learn how to manage money before you get big money. Or
I mean, I think I'm still eligible. I'm still eligible. Shit, put me in, coach.
I'm just saying, like, you
what
get.
What are we doing at 205 in Georgia, baby?
You get yourself prepared to make a lot of money, but like you said, the heart of it goes away because you already have more than what you need before you go make an extravagant amount of money.
Now, like, I'm
they're getting paid millions of dollars.
You guys know how much I don't like. I mean, you guys know how much I don't like Georgia football.
Yes, we are fully aware.
Here's the thing. So last year, and this is where I have a lot of respect for this kid, and I call him a kid because I mean I am old. I'm 39.
Hunter, I'll answer that question in a second.
Brock Bowers.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Did you guys read the article on Brock Bowers last year?
I did not.
Brock Bowers, because he was getting his NIL money, he gave his scholarship to another kid on the team.
Oh, I remember that.
That didn't have a scholarship. That kid played with his fucking heart. And we need more of that. Let's take the NIL out. Actually, don't even take it out. Give them a certain amount that they can give them. Give them 50 G's. Because I'm sorry, no freshman in college, or put it this way, no fucking senior in college should be driving around in a fucking Lambo. And then, oh, well, you know, sorry. I mean, I don't think so.
So basically how this NIL stuff works is based off of recruiting status.
Yeah.
So 5-star, you can get it upwards of $2 million to start and can be negotiated up to as high as 5 to 10.
That's wild.
The school and how much money they make over time as far as you being there. Anything lower than a 3-star, you can get upwards of $100K. But you have side stuff that you have to do with the school in order for you to get the full amount. Now, the only thing that separates the NIL from sponsors are the fact that the NIL is what the school gives you. That's the only school that doesn't come from anything else. So if they say you're a 5 or a 4-star recruit and they feel like, okay, we're going to give you $1 million. You're going to come in, you're going to do all your stuff, all your schooling, got to keep your grades above a certain level, all that different shit. But you also got to keep the program at a high status.
But that's I mean, that sounds like a good deal to me.
And that's why they jump on it. Now, see, here's the problem with it. Now, when they get into this transfer portal, when they go to a school.
Do they keep the money?
They get to keep all that money.
Oh, so you just robbed us from all this shit. Yeah.
And then you can transfer out. And say, okay, well, I didn't start at this school, or this school didn't utilize my playing abilities the way that I wanted to. So now I'm going to transfer out, and I'm going to go to another school. Now, just like J-Red said, it's all about the NIL money. Bryce Underwood just got $10.5 million to go to Michigan.
Get the fuck out of here. Are you serious?
No, dead ass serious. I was watching this. Bro. He was one of the highly touted recruits coming out of high school, but he felt like the school that he went to didn't utilize his playing abilities. That's why I said that. Because he was one of those. He got all the bread. He got $5 million from the school he went to. Then he transferred out. Now he got to double that. Plus he got to keep the $5 million. So he got $5.5 million to go to Michigan than the school he was just sitting at, not being utilized the way he felt when he was supposed to be. Just took that $5 million, dipped off and went to Michigan and said, okay, now Michigan is going to give me $10.5 million, not even including my endorsement deals that I'm about to get for going to Michigan. So now I'm making $10.5 million sitting at a school for a year, maybe two.
And this is what Jacob said. It takes recruiting out of the picture. You don't need all fucking out. Because they could just negotiate.
Go into the transfer portal, pay a kid $2 million and say, okay, come to my school. This kid could have made $5 grand at the old school that he was at. And then you double what he's making. And then you know his playing ability was 10 times better than what it was shown on tape. Oh, yeah.
Say no.
Robbery. That's why Saban dipped out when he did, because he already knew. Guess who was going to take advantage of this shit? Coach Prime. Prime's got the name. Prime's got the likability.
He's about to dip. He's about to go to NFL.
He's not going anywhere this year. He just got the number. He got the number one quarterback recruit.
Question. And I'm going to stay there. Who is your pick for the Heisman?
Travis Hunter.
Okay. Now, I'm hearing, I don't know, because I'm asking, Shedeur Sanders, should he be considered?
Yes.
You know he's not being considered, right?
Yes. He has 3,900 passing yards?
I don't know any stats, so y'all put me up on games.
But they got this fucking kid in there that fucking has, what, 35 and like 20?
Now, I'll say this.
It lets you stay in college longer if you do make money. That's a good point right there, but go ahead.
I mean, congratulations, Stenson Bennett and Bo Nix.
I'll say it like this. Dylan Gabriel deserves to be in there just because of what he did with Oregon this year alone. Cam Ward, no.
Cam Ward is the quarterback for
Miami.
Miami.
Cam Ward, no. Shadur, it should have been literally Travis, Jean T, Shadur.
Ashton, Jean T?
Oh, Ashton, yeah. Yeah.
Or a toss up between Cam and Dylan. Ashton Jean T, he plays for Boise State. And the only reason why I say they're not going to give it to him is because of the strength of schedule.
Because they're not, because their strength of schedule is not as good as Travis Hunter's.
I mean, well, here's
I agree.
The thing.
I think Oregon Travis Hunter is definitely.
I mean, who did Oregon have in their strength of schedule? I mean, it's the Big Ten. The Big Ten has no strength of schedule.
I mean,
you got Ohio State. Congratulations.
That's where it came in at.
It's hard to bet against a dude that intercepts a pass and then throws
it. If you're going to give it to Cam, or you're going to put Cam in that status, Cam shouldn't have lost his last game, lost his last game either.
Boise State running back, he ran for 192 touchdowns against Oregon.
He broke the record for the most yards this year. Don't get me wrong, but he did that against only one team he did good against. That's it. One team.
All right, let's switch the subject. This is,
like I said, with the whole NIL deal, that's why Saban pretty much dipped out, because he already knew this shit was about to be highway robbery for him.
So can we talk about our pet peeves?
Okay. All right.
Oh, my God.
All right. We're going to shift gears here.
Yeah, and Hunter, he does average 40 carries a game. So, yeah, come on. That's how you're going to get that many yards. You're like a fucking Derrick Henry of college football. Like, no. Like, I mean, don't get me wrong. The motherfucker be running, but it's like, come on, bro. You getting 40 touches?
Okay. So, we're going to move forward. Y'all get as angry as I do about y'all subjects. So in the comments, we have discussed what are your biggest pet peeves in bowling. So for all the bowlers in here, what are your biggest pet peeves? Now, Butchie, we're going to let you start that subject, my G. Go ahead. What is your biggest pet peeve in bowling? Regardless, and we're not, listen, don't take it personal, or if you do, put it in the comments.
So we're going to do it
like this. I'll put it this way. You take it personal, I'm straight for Indiana. I'm going to tell you, I'll tell you how it is. So I apologize.
Go ahead. Do your thing. Who cares?
I mean,
league or practice. Hold
on.
League or practice.
This is what we
do. That's the way I look at it.
So look, we're going to do it this way. This is the we listen and we don't judge version of bowling. this is what we're about to do. We listen and we don't judge bowling edition.
And the one you guys cannot put in the comments is urethane on a house shot. We have beat that dead horse. I don't want to fucking hear about it, okay? I'm not talking about urethane. I want to hear a legitimate pet peeve.
All right, so here
you go. You got to say the saying now. We listen and we don't judge.
All right, so I'm just going to go ahead and say it, and I don't apologize for saying this.
We listen and we don't judge. Go ahead, Butchie.
My biggest fucking pet peeve, I get to the bowling alley an hour early, and I go straight to the pro shop. And I sit there and I talk with the pro shop because my pro shop operator is, you know, my brother-in-law. Here's the biggest fucking pet peeve I have. Stop going to buy a brand new fucking ball if the one you just bought a month ago doesn't hook no more. Because I tell you, that zigzag fucking solid you just bought, when I bowl against you and the ball doesn't fucking hook, at that point, I've been bowling a long time.
Sounds like you're coming at somebody.
Oh, I'm fucking fires.
Sounds like you're talking to someone right now.
Yeah, because I couldn't fucking say it to the man last night, because apparently I would have gotten canceled.
You would have gotten canceled from where?
He would have had a fucking aneurysm. I would have caused a fucking 65-year-old man to fucking.
What makes you mad though? What makes you mad? Because he has another bowling ball?
No.
That sounds like it.
He's the type of fucking guy that fucking goes out and buys a brand new bowling ball when the one he just bought a month ago stopped hooking.
Okay.
If it stopped hooking, fucking do something about it and don't go buy a new one.
He did. He got another one.
Don't buy a new one. And I'm not jealous, because I'm going to tell you one thing. If you would have thrown that motherfucker in the goddamn garbage, I would have picked it up.
Oh, but see, you can't do that. You can't do that, because I'm going to tell you right now. See, you're full of shit right now, because if you had the ability to, and not saying,
not hating on your situation or whatever, bro. But if you could, my G, you fucking would.
I buy one ball a year.
If you had the ability to get a ball as much as he did, you would fucking do it.
No, I wouldn't.
Bro, you're full of shit. I don't agree. I'm sorry. I'm going to say this because I don't disagree because I don't love you. I love you, but fuck what you're talking about. I disagree. Because if they said, if your pro shop guy was like, yo, Butchie, I got this ball for you. And you go, bro, I got the funds, my G. Let's go. Drill it. You wouldn't fucking do it?
I've had the AI put in my hands.
What the fuck?
I had the money. Hold on.
We're going to start you with this ball.
I had the money.
Go ahead, bro.
And I didn't do it.
What?
Yes.
When?
When the very first day it dropped.
Butchie, that doesn't mean that you wouldn't drill another ball.
Because here's the thing. I know people are going to disagree with me. But it's here's fine. The thing.
Again, we listen and we don't judge. That's what my guy Jeet says. That's a goal. That's a goal.
But that's how I personally feel. Take the fucking ball that you just bought a month ago, and if it's not hooking, because I guarantee a month ago it wasn't hooking, because the way you fucking throw the ball.
Who drilled it?
I mean, at this point, no, but here's my simple fact.
Look at my face. Who drilled it?
I don't want to say.
I'm sorry, but I got to laugh because I already know who drilled it.
But put it this way. No, because the person who drilled it drills my equipment and does a great job.
So why he didn't drill his?
Oh, bro.
You know what?
Listen.
What my point is getting at.
But listen.
Here's the thing. No.
For you listen, to save this story to.
My vein's popping out.
There we go. Come on. Bring it, bitch. There's that vein.
Let me talk.
Bring it out.
So here's my thing. And this is what I'm trying to get at. Stop buying brand new equipment. Because at the point, it's not the equipment. It's the fucking baller.
It's not always the truth, my G.
Not this fucking situation.
Oh, God. Listen.
Yours ain't on a house shot. Because those are two things I witnessed last night. And let me fucking tell you about it. If you're taking urethane and hooking on a cliff fucking shot.
Oh, shit.
Thanks, bud. Appreciate it.
I don't want to talk.
Because not only did you fuck everybody else, you fucked yourself. And then every time, I got to grab my fucking camera for this. And this is what I got. This is what I got to tell everybody.
I don't want this anymore.
So the dude throws a strike. Oh, that's it. That's it. Yeah, baby. That's it. And I'm like, dude, I just beat your fucking ass 2 games. Congratulations. You fucking take a urethane, you're hooking the goddamn thing, you throw it at 10 miles an hour, hooking across the fucking house. Congratulations.
What did he shoot?
185. Yo, I was not expecting him to say 185. I'm not gonna fucking lie.
Oh my god, no.
Oh shit.
But the dude every time he threw a fuck, yeah, that's it.
That's a clip.
He knew, man. Because here's the thing. After the second time of hearing that, I'm cool with hyping yourself up because I'm my own biggest hype man. But I threw a strike and I go, that's it. You can't punch me. That's it.
Oh, God.
Yo. I got told I'm an asshole for that.
Oh,
but yeah, I'm like, I don't give a fuck. Congratulations.
Oh,
hype people.
So
man.
You didn't shoot 185?
Oh no, because I was no fuck no, I didn't. He beat me bad. He said after I shot 155 my last game, he beat me by 30.
Holy fuck. Yeah. Oh my God.
Because I was done after that point.
Oh God.
There comes a time when Butch gets fried. Last night I was fried.
So all this man had to do was whip the urethane ball out and he got you?
Yeah.
You need to work on your mental, my G.
I need to work on my fucking life. That's what I need to do.
Yeah, get your act in order, bro.
Why the fuck? I'm about to throw my goddamn stain out the window, too.
Who hurt you, bro? What are you so...
He is very foul today.
You want to know? You want to know what,
like, I don't know who did it, but he is very foul today.
You ever get whipped with that fucking paddle that had no fucking...
Oh, shit. Oh, God.
My guy is fucked.
Some of y'all didn't grow up with a grandma that told you to go get a fucking switch.
The opossum hurt him.
That motherfucker pissed me off, too. But, man, I'll tell you, dude. I mean, don't get me wrong. I mean, it's bowlers. Now, granted, it's bowlers like me sometimes that make people don't want to bowl. Yeah, I agree. But that was 6 years ago, Butch, that was an asshole like that. Butch now... Not so much of an asshole.
I'm going to tell you right now, it would be so easy to get to you. It would be so easy to get to you, bro. And I love you, bro. I really do. But your mental game is trash, my G.
Oh, it is. I'm not going
to work. Yo, you need to stop letting people dictate your shit so much, bro.
Well, he dictate all of it. It's when I go strike, you bash, pocket seven. Yeah, when I go strike, bash pocket 710, and we've been fighting Gary all fucking night long. Yeah, you know, about that point, I'm fucking fried.
You know what you should do for that?
I was fucking fried.
Drill a new ball.
Yeah, I need to go drill a new ball. Who said that? Let me guess, it was my buddy Zach, wasn't it? We talked about this.
God. Holy fuck.
Clipped.
Listen, bro. We just talked about what that dude did and what the other guy did with drilling a new ball, but you're shooting 150. Don't you think it's time for a new ball, my G? What do you mean no?
Cuz?
What ball were you throwing? How about that? We'll go there.
I can't remember what ball I was throwing at that point. I think I was throwing the Revenant.
Bro, that ball goes a million feet and you're throwing it when they're carried down with fucking urethane, bro. Come on, man.
Oh, that was after I went through my whole bag.
This is why I'm telling you the patience part, my guy. Oh, that's part of it, you know?
Hey, I'm a work in progress. I'm a work in progress over the last 2 years.
I get it.
Compared to where I've been.
We all are. Listen, nobody's perfect in this game. And I think we've all established that, but that was fucking
hilarious. I'm about to go two-handed. I'm going to start practicing two-handed.
You should, you big kahuna. Fucking, you're big as fuck. You should be. If you could throw it two-handed and not hurt yourself doing it, bro, you'd be strong as shit.
Yeah, if I didn't lose 100 fucking miles, if I didn't lose 100 rev rate. Have you seen me throw it? I lose 100 rev rate when I throw it two-handed.
I think if you learn to use your legs more, I think you are lying.
I've been using my legs more.
Okay, so if you go two-handed, try throwing two-handed and use your legs more and see what happens.
Okay.
Don't use your arms as much as you use your arms now. Cause you use your arms a lot.
Could you imagine me two-handed like this?
Bro. Show me how that would go, bro.
Oh, God.
Show me how that would go, bro, please. No. I want you to get the stand up out of the
chair. I am not standing up today. Hold on. Let me fucking do this just for you guys.
Yes.
In the podcast.
Yes.
While he's doing that,
I'm not getting up today.
Any tips for a two-finger bowler? Are you one-handed or two-handed? Street guy.
All right, so if you guys got some bowling questions, I guess we can answer some bowling questions.
I'm not getting up. My living room's a mess.
I'm a two-finger, one-handed bowler.
Yeah, Jeet's the two-finger, one-handed, no thumb bowler.
You're a lefty. Okay, so that's even better.
Everybody in here, we got one-handed thumb bowler, we got a two-handed bowler, and we got a one-handed bowler with no thumb.
So what is your actual question as far as a tip? Like, what do you need a tip with? Is it feet? Is it placement? What is it? Like, you gotta be a little bit more specific because I don't know you. I know you've been following me for a while, but I know you've been watching me. But
You got to kind of help me out a little bit. You got to lean placement. Okay. So with two finger, one handed bowling and placement is literally angle. So you got to make sure you keep your angle the same. Once you have that angle, you have to keep that angle. Because if you change off of that angle, I could be wrong because he knows a little more than I do. But I could be wrong. So, but as far as with, go ahead.
I know we're going back. I'm going to come back to that guy, whoever that answer was, right? What is your peeve?
My peeve for
35 minutes. What's your peeve?
So my peeve in bowling, we're going to get back to you, Street.
But I will answer that question for you, I promise.
My peeve in bowling, I hate them. I do this, and I know. So we listen and we don't judge. I am very critical of this shit, but now I don't do it this way. Now I slide, and I may end up in your lane. I'm sorry. I do apologize. But the ones that roll it, know it's a strike, and then they're all over into your lane, and then they still walk back on your side. Hey, bitch, you're going to get your ass punched in your throat. Keep doing some shit like that.
I only do that to the people that piss me off.
See, now that's cool, because you know they done pissed you off and everything else in the book. Yeah, cool. I don't mind that type of shit. Oh, God.
This looks such like Chris Farley is crazy, bro.
Bro, do that shit again.
He's so strong. Look how fucking high brings that thing, bro.
If you're pissed off, I understand. Somebody makes you mad. Okay, I get it. You wanna retaliate. But when you do that shit all the time, and you do that shit no matter if there's strikes or not, no, get the fuck off my side. No. Now I'm gonna go up there. I'm not even gonna hit the fucking walk away. I'm gonna slide all into your fucking shit. and I'm gonna look at you when I walk back to my side just because I don't wanna walk past you. I wanna walk past you on my side and say, yeah, bitch, that's how you do it. But the ones that do it all the time, I can't stand them shits. Like, just stay on your side. I don't mind you doing it maybe once or twice because I do it. I'm sorry. I apologize.
What about the guys that do this? What about they come back and throw a strike? Oh, man, it was so good. And they hold that purse for like fucking 5 fucking minutes.
Now, see, I don't see too many of those.
I do the, like, I'll come back and I'll be like, that was a really good fucking shot. Like, you see my stance in my logo? When I look like that and I'm statue, I'm fucking you up. That's what that means. When you see Joel put his hand up and he's out here feeling it, I'm whooping your ass. That's what that means.
Hold on. You know what I'm doing?
I'm whooping your ass. That's what that means. So at the end of the day, where the fuck is he going?
I don't know.
You want to know what I'm doing? You want to know what I'm doing?
We don't know. We can't.
You know what I'm doing?
Putting tomatoes on your sandwich?
Fuck that shit. Don't toast my toast. I can't show this on live. Apparently, we'll get hurt. But
you now got a possum in your fucking hand, do you? Like a dead one, but a live one because you missed it.
Listen.
What do you do? What is that for?
I'm cutting your fucking brake lines, my guy. I'm going outside cutting your fucking brake lines. and then I'm going to sit in my car and wait for you to back up. And then when you realize you have no brakes, hey, guy, you need a ride home? Yeah, some jackass cut my brake lines. Okay. And then on the way home, I'm like,
why are you cutting my brake lines right now? What's happening?
and then I'm gonna be like, hey, dude,
what's happening right now?
And then I'm like, hey, dude, next time don't fucking do that. Your brake lines won't get cut.
So I don't know how he got to cutting brake lines, but
your pet peeve.
Okay, so there was a guy named Tom.
Fucking Tom.
He had
he was everybody's friend on MySpace.
His name was, believe it or not, his last name was Studley. Was he Studley? Definitely not. But we like to call him Tom Studley, right? Just that's his name, right? So this man had one pair of jeans. Make sure y'all putting out bowling 15 years, right? Mm-hmm. Tom Studley would smack out. You know when somebody sends a messenger and they smack it out? Mm-hmm. It didn't matter if it was a strike or a spare. Tom Studley did it 90% of the set that he was bowling. When I tell you that Tom Studley almost got into a few fist fights, and this dude was, he looked like he worked in like a fax machine company in the back that sits in like the back room working on the copiers. He had like stonewashed jeans.
That's my tape.
Bro, like the dude that worked in the office, bro. And yo, he used to have classes, right? He used to smack it out so much that he smacked his glasses off of his face. Yeah, bro. And I was like, yo, Tom. He goes, Joel, I just can't help myself. I'm like, bro, you're going to get your ass kicked. Bro, and, you know, going through all those things, you just go, when people smack out shots too much, that's pissing. That pisses me off. That's a peeve of mine. What up, Tor? That is a peeve of mine. When you use too much texture on a house shot, not everything needs to be charcoal. Nobody needs to do that. Okay, that's another thing.
That like, sounds like my father-in-law.
I don't think y'all understand. You don't need to hit your fucking ball with concrete every time you throw the ball.
You really don't.
Concrete ball right here, baby.
He got his shit hitting his surface right now. Lane etiquette. Oh, that's another one. Do you know what the lane etiquette is in the PBA?
Yes, two lanes.
Four, right?
Four.
Well, here's how it goes. This is how the jump goes. If I go, then this person goes, then this person goes, and then I go.
Two lanes.
Now think about that shit. You leave a split that you want to get off of the lane, and you got to sit.
Sit and wait for everybody to bowl first.
This is what I'm mentally trying to get myself ready for. This is why
Captain Absolute has just entered my chat.
Pet peeve and bowling, Matt.
Captain Absolute.
Jackson Absolute.
Captain Absolute.
Oh, okay. What up, Captain Absolute? Nope. So I think one of my biggest pet peeves is, you know, like using too much texture on a house shot. Like a DNA coil at 500 is wild. Like you don't need that much.
Like me, I got another one.
What's going on, Jock? How you doing today, bud?
What do you got, bro?
Sneakers instead of fucking bowling shoes.
If they don't
I used to do that. I used to be that guy.
You're a planter, I'm okay with that. But if you're a slider, why the fuck do you have sneakers on?
Yeah, that's true.
And, like, I can bowl in sneakers and not scuff the floor up.
Yeah, like, I can plant my foot and not scuff a floor. But you're scuffing it when you slide your fucking foot. Why are you doing that?
Every Wednesday that I bowl with this team, you always got, because this dude that I bowl with, if you watch me on Wednesdays, he's wearing fucking Jordans.
He's wearing what?
Jordans.
Oh, I thought you said jorts.
Like, damn. Those two.
Oh, God.
But I'm like, bro, like, if you're going to use fucking sneakers, pick your feet up when you're walking in them.
Mm-hmm.
Come on.
Oh, hey, by the way, you want to go back and share that screen with JB here? JB, Captain Absolute, I should say. He's a Bears fan. We bowl together.
Well.
This is for you too, Jock.
From enjoying this moment, my G. Just remember, this was what happened to y'all when we played y'all, bro. Legendary is what they like to call. And if you really like a reminder of what the score was, here you go, my G.
Not a reminder of the score, too.
So you understand, we got receipts over here, my G.
We keep those. But yeah, so there's a lot of pet peeves in bowling. I ain't gonna lie. I mean,
from everybody.
I will go back and say what I said is not really a pet peeve. It just gets on my nerves. That's what it really is. It's something I wanted to get off.
I get it and I understand it, but at the same time, like, I guess people, you probably do things that probably upset a lot of people. I probably do things that upset a lot of people. I legitimately try to stay as mellow as I can.
Jock can contest, JB, Captain Absolute. He could contest. 10 years ago, actually, up to about 6 years ago when I lost, before I lost Dad, I was a complete asshole. I still have that mentality. I was the best out there. No one could beat me. You know, and I've been humbled 100 times. But
yeah, but it doesn't mean that you have to be a prick about it. You could still feel that way.
I was a fucking prick.
At least he honestly
disagreed. He goes, "Yes, he was." But yeah, after I lost Dad, it tamed me down a lot because I realized, you know what, Dad wouldn't want to see me this way.
So, yeah, but you seem like you're getting hungrier to do it.
Oh, I am. It's slowly coming out, but I'm slowly taming him back down.
I mean, I would imagine that people sit in my live stream and they feel like, you know, okay, now I can go about getting more motivated to do it and feel that. You know what I mean? And that's why we do these things. This is why we talk about these things, you know? Like,
we listen and we don't judge.
We might judge you a little bit, but we could say this as we do it. You know what I mean?
Like the guy that's been late the last 2 freaking live streams.
Yeah, that's get your whole life in order. Fucking shoot raccoons outside, bro.
It's a possum. There's a difference. Possums.
Yeah, too. Shooting those two out there, bro.
Hey, don't forget, Exit 205 in Georgia. You're coming.
I keep telling you about this, bro. You be living in places that and talking about shit that I don't know, bro. You got me nervous, bro.
So to get back on the street guy, on what his question was.
Right. Answer
it. Being left-handed. So I say it's angle because I know when I bowl, there's a lot of angle to that thumb.
He's two-finger, no thumb?
Two-finger, no thumb.
Two-handed?
One-handed. Lefty.
So if there's one thing that you should understand about how momentum works, it only gets created with how much push away happens. For example, if you watch Tom Doherty.
Hold on.
Brian Doherty.
Anyway.
He's not even laughing about it.
I got BD, my G. I got
BD, my guy. BD, you know my guy BD.
Yo, put BD in there, bro.
Brad Miller? BM?
Brian Dawkins?
He said he likes Tom.
But okay. Good old Tom. So if you watch Tom Doherty throw the ball, you see how much his hand is underneath the ball. What makes him so good is his ability to remain with his hand underneath the ball. So a lot of one-handed, no thumb bowlers like to push it to try to create it too much. Just let it fall, but from a distance from like higher to lower and see which one you like more. But the way you create momentum is with the push away and letting it fall. If you're pushing it forward with your right hand and then pulling it back with your right hand, guarantee you're going to pull forward with your right hand. So all of those things are going to be set into muscle in the swing. And that's not something you want to do. You want to create pendulum effect by letting your feet catch up to it. So as that starts to happen, you start to feel the ball come off your fingers faster and with less effort. So the more that starts to happen, the more you'll start to feel like, you know, I'm able to catch up to it without trying to catch up to it. Mm-hmm. And just make your first 2 steps wildly slower than you do if you're running into an issue with timing. Because I feel like that is a big aspect that people try to come out the gate too fast. Meaning when they try to walk, they try to do all this extra running when they're doing it. But at the same time, you have to understand that your legs are very intricate in how, like Jeet said, creating angles
and creating how your ball gets through the front, because if your legs aren't creating it, the tension in your arm is, and that's very hard to duplicate. Mm-hmm. All that long-winded ass answer is to tell you to use your legs more. And I preach that. If you sit in my live streams throughout the day, it's all I talk about. It's everybody's like, what do you mean? You gotta use your legs in this game.
Yep.
You gotta find muscles in legs that you're not used to using, and understand that the harder you go with those, the harder your ball speed will be.
Mm-hmm. Very true.
So
very true. So I hope that does help you street the guy. And if you're not following him, please go follow him. He's got two pages. He's got that page that he's on, and then he's got his original page.
Yeah, this is my backup account page.
And we love the guy a lot.
And I like to have fun with the game, bro.
We love you. We love you a lot, bro.
I love you guys too, bro.
Yeah, he's an indie. So if you're in Indie Street, go see him.
I'm really past my dude.
That's a fact. So, as everybody knows, or that did join my live Sunday, Jeter bowled on fucking string pins.
I was waiting to hear about this.
He says it so smoothly.
I love the transition.
Yeah.
Y'all like that, huh? Yeah, that was smooth.
Right? I need some more enthusiasm, sir.
Woo, boy.
We need some more enthusiasm.
That's about all you gonna fucking get when it comes to those motherfucking things. I'm just gonna be real. They're not like anything I've ever thought I would bowl on. I've bowled on the candle pins. I've done that. I've bowled on the regular pins.
Bowled on duck pins?
Yeah, I bowled on duck pins too.
Oh, that's fine.
I did my little thing.
I saw you bowl on it. I don't like it.
So, my honest opinion.
I don't like it.
I'm indifferent. Only thing that I will honestly say that, so I'll do it this way. I'll do a game breakdown. So game one, I did 193. It was so much of, wasn't so much of placement. It wasn't so much of angle. It was literally speed.
How the ball went through the pins.
You slowed down, it jumped. He sped up. It didn't move.
So you're talking about the pattern?
Yeah, the pattern that we played on. So
I got a question. Did they deflect? Mm-hmm. Did the ball? Did they act like the ball?
Yes. So that's what I was about to get to. Okay. So it was like as it hit the pins, instead of it crashing through like normal pins, when it gets to a certain angle, it literally would just like kind of do this, and like kind of like tap them. It wouldn't really hit them. It would just like kind of be like, okay, when they hit, they would do like a this instead of a this. Instead of going back this way, they kind of do like this.
Pull like bumps.
Yeah. So it was like when it came to hitting them, it was like you left more based on you like, okay, yeah, that could hit. And you're like, yeah, fuck yeah, that's a good one. And it's just like, and you're just like, whoa, what the fuck?
Did that go?
Yeah, like, huh. Like, it's just like, wait a minute. Like, what the fuck did this just do? Like, hold on. No, that's, and you leave in splits because of it. And it's just like, wait a minute. Like, you're hitting a pocket like this? Like, and I've seen, like, from my lane to the lane next to me, the lane next to that, I literally seen so many pocket 710s of people, like, putting the ball where it's supposed to be. Ball line looks fucking great as hell, and it's just like it hits those and just goes, ah. And it's just like, here you go. And you're like, wait a minute, like, no, like, why did it do that? And it was just like, the strings make them so weak, and it's just like, I would honestly damn near threw all of them. Like, I'm not gonna lie to you, like, I damn near threw all of them because it was like every time I would hit with one,
it looked like hit like a wet pamper.
Dead ass. Like, that's exactly how it would hit the second one. And it would just be like,
I saw the ball go through the pins, and I'm like,
okay, so example, I threw the Summit Ascent. I threw it on the right lane in practice. First ball out the hand. Boom. Pow. I was like, oh, yeah, I'm good. Fuck that. I went over to the other side. So I was like, repeat throw. I know where I put it. Do the same thing over here. Did it again. I was like, wait a minute. Hold on. Wait. Like, I was just like, hold on. Wait, wait, wait. I threw the ball the exact same way on this side that I threw it on that side. So why did it smack those pins? But then over here, it just, So what the fuck is this? So I was like, okay, let me try this again. So I waited, let everybody kind of circle it out. And then I went back and I threw some of it again on that side. And I was like, okay, same spot, throw it again. Boom, do it again, same way. I was like, okay, see, I don't like this shit. And I was like, all right, let me go back over here to the right side. Let me throw the same ball again and get the same idea. Pow! I was like, okay, so what the fuck is the difference? So then that's when I started switching out balls. And I'm like, okay, well, maybe it's the ball. So I said, I'm going to keep the summon on the right lane because it's powing over here, but it's hawing on the left lane. So I was like, okay, let me get something else. So I was like, all right, let me go goal label. I said, goal label's been doing damage for me. So I was like, all right, let me try it. Goal label goes down there. Yoink, goes fucking left. I'm like, okay.
That's a good thing.
I said, okay, that's a good thing. That's exactly what I said. So I was like, okay, I can move just a little bit, and then boom, I'm good. Because I got a Brooklyn off of it. So I was like, okay, yeah, I can move.
Goes away. You can,
yeah, exactly. So I was like, okay, let me move. Let me take this little step right here. And I was like, all right, let me put it back over there. So my turn gets back up. I strike on the right side. I'm powing over there. I'm like, all right, cool, I'm good. So I get back over here. So I'm just like, I'm like, what the fuck? I'm like, yo. And like, everybody can see it on my face. Like, gee, can't figure out the left lane. And I'm just like, yo, what the fuck is going on with this left side? And I'm like, looking. I'm like, yo, what the fuck do I do? I'm like, I'm throwing the ball good. It's not me. I'm like, it's got to be these pins.
Was it hooking enough?
It was hooking fine. Like, even when I knew the goal label would come off of spots, that I know it would come back and, okay, I'm crashing right through. Like, my teammate Naya, she's in here, she can tell you, like, I dead ass, I threw it on that left lane and I fucking struggled. I was like, what the fuck do I do?
Got to the pins and what did it do?
Hold on. Hey, can we ask another bowler real quick what their biggest pet peeve in bowling is?
What's hers?
Go ahead. I want to hear some. You want to? I pumpkin.
Come here. We want you here. Because Bubbles, come here, Bubbles.
I want to hear it.
Come here, Bubbles.
What's your pet peeve?
What is your biggest pet peeve in bowling?
Her husband.
What is one thing you can't stand that bitches do?
Come on, you got it.
Yeah, talk, you got one us in the arsenal right now. I can hear
this
it.
This is a safe space. Talk to us.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm not. What do we do, G?
We listen and we don't judge.
Don't judge. Yeah, you not judge. Okay.
Do you get as mad as your husband about people getting new bowling balls?
He's talking about his sister.
No. Yeah. No, we're talking about
I got another one. I'm just waiting on her. I got another one too.
What? Who? Oh, yeah. That one.
Yeah.
People waiting on the approach for their next ball.
Like standing on the approach?
Standing on the approach.
Ooh, I got one now. Go ahead, G.
Yeah.
Stay over
so
here.
Naya
with
says,
us. Stay over here so with us because you're going to hear this one.
Yeah, you're going to listen to this. Yeah, you got to hear this. Naya says her biggest pet peeve is when the scratch bowlers trash talk the 140 bowler.
Oh man, that's my.
He said that's my shit. Yo, I'm weak. Oh damn. Well, Naya, looks like you got a person that's gonna trash talk your ass.
Sorry, Naya. Oh, yeah. Sorry, Naya.
You gotta get your act in order, bro.
I'll get my life together for you, Naya. I don't really, but I mean, I got a buddy that has 183 average, and we talk shit back and forth.
And you're a thing in the third game, apparently.
Do what?
And you're a thing in the third game, apparently.
So who's he talking about that used a urethane in the third game that made him? Oh my god! Yes. That's why she can't look at us. You see this? What happened?
We don't bowl together.
We don't bowl on the same team.
Yeah.
If I haven't seen you throw a ball yet, but I think me and you would be really good teammates because you'd be fucking them up, I heard.
Hold on. Hold on, no.
I heard you'd be fucking them up, bro. On
Sunday nights, everybody. You can't take this from me.
We're talking about biggest pet peeves in bowling, Mike. You know what one pet peeve that I've recently learned that I really fucking hate? What? Are the people that need to throw both shots in practice. I want to kick you. I had a league that I bowled in, bro. They used both shots.
What, on both? Like, that's lanes? Or?
No, like, they throw a practice shot, they stand up there, and then the next ball comes up for them to shoot their spare shot in practice.
See, now, what? I only do that in houses I don't know.
Am I really confused about that?
You get 7 minutes of practice, right? I'm in front of you. I have a whole rack of pins in front of me, right?
So basically what you're trying to say
is... My 10-pin, I shoot the fucking 10-pin too.
Yeah.
Yeah, so do I.
In practice?
Yeah.
I want to kick you. I'm telling you right now, we listen and we don't judge. I'm judging the shit out of y'all. I want to kick y'all for that shit. Bro, why the fuck do you guys shoot both shots?
I only do it in the spare when it gets
left and then keep it pushing.
I only shoot it in houses I don't know. That's me.
I only do it when I see everybody else do it.
That's the reason why I do it.
Typically, in the leagues that I bowl in,
you're in one shot,
move your ass to the next lane, move over.
I know what you mean by that. I lived in Indiana. That's the way they did it.
Bitch,
I'm from Jersey. I'll say it this way.
That's where I'm from. That's where we did it everywhere.
Now, I'll say it this way. Now, if it's a 10-pin or a 7-pin, I just want to see how the lane's gonna like move the ball because if I've never bowled there, I want to see that portion. But other than that, like if it's like 2 pins or 3 pins, I don't really give a fuck.
Like if somebody leaves a 10-pin, I go, nah, shoot that shit.
Yeah,
nah, that's finish that shit.
Yeah, I'll go shoot it. Yeah,
but if it's something I want to shoot at, I'll shoot at it. I might go shake it off. Like you know, when you got a really good shot and or like you got the first 6. And you fucking like Greek church it, and somebody goes, shake it off. Man, fuck you.
Or the
man,
people.
Fuck
good
you.
Good night. Good night. Hey, what was that a good night, Ethel? Explain to me that.
Oh, I hate it. I can't stand it with all my heart and soul. Oh. Don't tell me to shake it off because I knew it was a trash shot off my hand. I don't want to talk to you.
Okay. So,
what's going on, big homie?
I shoot 799. Fuck away from me.
I got your shirt. There's
a guy with a lot of hand. There's a guy blessed with a lot of hand right there. So big homie, says, my live Jeter.
Tell him I said what's goody. Well, he can hear me. What's goody, my boy? Nia said in Henderson, they have it set up to where in practice it's only one shot and it resets to a full rack.
See, I love that shit.
There anyway.
I love that shit.
Yeah. Or 15 minutes of practice. We don't need 15 minutes of practice. 10. That's all you need.
You got 15 minutes?
Why don't they give us 13 down here?
Yo, that's 13 games.
Fuck that shit. Oh, God.
that's why I flipped so fucking easily.
Mike said he had a friend go 295, 799, washed out 124, 610 for it. That's
that sucks like shit.
I got a 798, 799, something like that. I got one of those.
Yeah, my homeboy just got one Sunday on string pins for $7.98.
$7.96. That was my highest for a long time.
Boogie the Lefty. Boogie the Lefty, he got one. $7.98. I said, damn, bro. You were 2 pins short.
That would be tight.
He was.
Wild tight.
No, see, here's the thing. 2 years before I shot my last 800 2 years ago on Tuesday night, I go 299, what, 245? Something like that. I go 299, 245. And then
I'm gonna talk about that too.
And then I went 9 spare and then like back 6. And my father in law goes, you know, my wife's dad. He goes,
is that who your father in law is?
Well, I hope so. But it was a dumb question. But here's the thing. So he goes, we're sitting and looking at each other, we don't have to talk. Like we have that connection. We don't have to talk. And I was like, I just kind of shook my head.
You're not telepathic or what?
Yeah, kind of. I guess so.
You just link this way. Yeah. Up to me without saying shit.
Okay, so here she has the scores. So I went 299, 242, 258. I go eighth frame. I go, and I'm the king of nine pin. Solid fucking nine pin.
What do we call those?
What?
What do we call those?
Schmucks. We call those schmucks.
Turn around. Of course, pick it up, and then turn around. I'm like, all right. I need to fucking strike out. I need to strike out to fucking shoot 800. Go up in the ninth frame. Fucking another nine pin. Follow like it was. That cost you 800. I was like, oh, you don't have to fucking tell me that.
Oh, I can count seven, this score.
Shoot 799. And he tells me outside, how are you not throwing your equipment around this place? I go, Kim, I already embarrassed myself by shooting 299 tonight. I couldn't finish it off. And then I go off and go figure I'm not going to finish it off with fucking 800.
Oh, yeah. So, hey, Butch, how you like that North Carolina versus GA matchup in bowling? What happened? Oh, yeah. So, let's run it down real fast. So, these boys in Georgia was talking that big boy, and I mean big.
Hey, I got a question. Where's it at? Where's it at? It's not in Georgia. It's in Myrtle Beach.
Hey, look, I ain't got nothing to do with the city.
Once again,
hey, look, I ain't got nothing. I ain't got nothing to do with the meetup, but them Georgia boys agreed to it. So guess what? Yeah. Hold your fucking weight when you get there, right or wrong.
Bro, I'm not bowling.
I ain't say nothing about you, did I?
I'm gonna tell you one thing. Because if it was
it's already done happened. So, and you know me, I know all the North Carolina boys around here.
So what's going on?
So two weeks ago, one of the team owners from the UBA, the Outsiders, great guy, I like him a lot, Martrell, he goes, got posted on the UBA page, and the UBA page deep south, some North Carolina people or Carolina boys, they saw it. Martrell goes, they're too scared to come to Georgia, because every time, and I'm saying this freely, willy nilly, and I don't give a fuck whose feelings I hurt. Every time that we either have a team rankings match, or we have to go somewhere else, and it involves a South Carolina team or any Carolina team. Sorry, Jeter. Well, you're not in the UBA, so I'm not.
I'm not in the UBA, so yeah, I get it.
They're all fucking scared. Oh, you got to come to us. Meet us halfway. You got to come to us. So we always go to you guys. When's the last time a Carolina team came over to fucking Georgia and he got their asses handed to
them? How many times have you gone up there?
Three times.
How many times did y'all go down there?
I think they went twice.
Mm-hmm. Seems like we're at a crossroads here. Mm-hmm. Seems like y'all just want to talk shit to each other and not bowl.
Oh, that's what a lot of them love to do.
I know. I was in the fucking UBA, bro.
So this time they met around South Carolina.
It's gonna be a Mega Bowl.
No, they've done one already.
The only thing I heard is they were doing 24-on-24 Mega Bowl.
Yeah, that's for the big shit.
Yeah,
that's for the big shit. The side pot was Myrtle Beach when they were coming for something else. I gotta look at names again. I seen it in the Southeast page. I don't remember who names was, but I think it was like a 5-on-5.
You know what? I know who it was.
Yeah,
it wasn't the boys I talked to.
Yeah, and from what I heard, Carolina smoked them. So now they're waiting on the big Mega Bowl, so that way they can really put the money up.
Yeah, but you guys don't have AJ Rice, Tyrone Stevens, Justin Sump, Demetrius Wilcox. I mean, we got some big boys.
Yo, you think throwing names out fucking matters?
And down here it does. Down here it does.
It don't mean shit when you go bowl another team. They don't give a fuck about who you are. I know where I'm from. We don't give a fuck what your name is.
One of those bowlers, Tyrone. Go look him up on Facebook. That man.
I don't gotta look up nobody, bro. You gotta throw the ball just like I got fucking AJ Rice too. I know who he is.
You know Tyrone?
I know AJ Rice.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, AJ's just a goat.
I got a couple of goats up by me too, though.
I know you do. It makes me jealous.
Both states.
And one of them.
I'm gonna say this, bro.
One of them's name is Mars Bars.
One of those.
And then you got Jean Perez.
Two. But I got a couple other guys you don't know.
Oh, you got Jimmy.
Guys, I don't know. So it doesn't fucking matter.
Yeah, you got Jimmy Cook.
Staninger's up here.
Yeah.
No man Staninger.
Mikey Slayball.
Bro, I got a lot. Yeah, it's just like it's
like a never-ending list.
Mm-hmm. And that's why I miss back home.
What?
The bowlers up there, dude. I love the bowlers up there.
It's a lot of talent all over the country. UBA. You just got to find it. That's all.
So I got asked the question, why don't I bowl UBA?
I can tell you why.
I got to give me some more substance.
Okay.
You spend $50 to $75 to bowl three fucking games. Congratulations.
You don't get nothing in the end but a headache and a fucking fight that nobody started, but they know how to end it because they just all took your money.
Let's talk about if you don't place in the top three of your division, you don't go nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
And you travel all over the country to make absolutely nothing.
Nothing. Mm-hmm. That's why.
Mike said,
that's why I'm an owner. That's why I'm an owner of my own team. And I'm not on somebody else's team. I'm not.
Hey, can I jump over to Federation?
Nothing. I am on my own team.
Can I jump over to Federation?
Yes.
Would you take me on your team?
Come on, big fella.
No, I'm not driving North Carolina.
Oh, I know it. Come on, big fella.
We don't have a UBA or Federation team out here.
Man,
we just bowl. That's it. We don't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, y'all got a lot of leagues out there.
And I'm okay with that because I already did all that shit.
Yeah, I got a lot of leagues out there.
2 years. It was fun. I liked the Holy Trios. I like the side tournaments.
Yeah, but you still bowl UBA shit, bro. Like, what was the last UBA event you bowled? Fucking 3 weeks ago.
Team rankings. Yeah.
You still bowling them, you fuck.
But I'm done after this year.
I don't see a reason to fucking do it no more. Mike says, I want to wear a shirt that says no high fives. I love that shit.
Dude.
Yeah, I see a lot of people that are leaving UBA now because they're like, there's no purpose in it anymore.
Yeah, bro. Like, it used to be about culture. It was a culture thing. Like, because, I tell y'all, bro, like, I'm the wrong complexion. I know this, right? Like, I was born the wrong complexion.
No,
right?
You're not.
So as I've been through all of this, when I went to start the UBA, bro, it was all about the shit talking. It wasn't about, yo, when I started in the UBA, there was like 20 teams. Now?
Bro, thousands
of fucking teams, bro. And the only people getting rich off of that is the UBA for them making all those jerseys.
Yeah, well, the funny thing is, UBA, it's Bolify. Bolify is making the jerseys now also.
Yeah, now. Yeah. But they robbed y'all. They had made enough money off of y'all with the jerseys to make printing machines. They got all these machines to make your jerseys. And they buy
extra their own goddamn cash, too.
Bro, cash cow over there at the UBA. And I was like, bro, I'm so glad I don't bowl that bullshit no more.
Hey, I'm just next Saturday, I got the Rip Your Sut tournament. So Dougie brought a tournament down here, so I'm gonna be happy about that.
I trust Dougie's tournaments.
Oh, dude, I love
Dougie. I trust the Dougie Vision tournament. Yeah, I fuck with the Dougie tournament.
I've known Dougie for a long time, man.
Well, Naya, you're having fun. What's going on, UBA? I think it's because it's your first time in UBA, so enjoy it. I mean, it's your first run. Naya, she's on my team for Federation, but she's bowling UBA. This is her first year bowling.
What team she bowl with in UBA?
Slayers, I believe it is.
Okay.
Yeah, I was on a part of a team that we were running out of the pro shop, so it was called Strike City. And then I went to No Mercy, and then I went back to I went back to Strike City, but I didn't stay in the UBA long. I was on one Federation team, and a bunch of my friends were on it, and I was just like, yeah, like I had to go to New York from New Jersey, and I was like, yeah, I don't want to fucking do this. Because y'all know how I feel about driving. I was like, yeah, I don't want to fucking do this. So I was just like, you know, I'll just do it until I don't want to do it no more. And now I came out here. I was like, oh, look, they ain't got Federation or UBA. Feeling that shit.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I like the Federation because you guys bowl. You guys bowl, what, three games a maker afterward?
I like the Federation, but, UBA just kind of soured on that shit. Just because I see what's happening, but nobody else does.
Mm-hmm. The other rock. I see it from the outside. Yeah, I see it from the outside.
But I understand if it's your first time and you want to get involved with that. And if you make money, I'm happy for you. Like, just understand, it's very difficult to.
Yeah, she's got a high ass handicap too. So
that's the best. And no offense to you, Naya.
Mm-hmm.
No offense to you, Naya, but you're one of the big reasons I don't bowl. And it's no offense to you, but the scratch stuff doesn't get as much. Everybody bowls handicap. You bowl 10 over. Fuck me.
Yeah, because she get 80 sticks.
You get 80 sticks a game, honey. I don't stand a chance.
Hell no.
170, I'm fucked.
I'm fucked, on God.
But I tell you one thing.
You make four spares, that's a wrap for your guy.
The only thing that would really keep me in the UBA is if I made that choice to bowl in the WCS and bowl like the heavyweight. You know, the scratch side singles, and just to make a run for a belt.
It's not for the money.
No, I would just love to have the belt. But yeah. I mean, if you look currently, I mean, who has the belt? No. I mean, Juice from DSL. I mean, that man's held it for what, 3 years now?
That's their team name?
DSL.
Yeah. Yep. DSL. Yeah.
Do y'all know what that means?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, I know. I do.
Why would you name your team that?
But it's not. I don't think.
I don't think it represents that.
I don't think they were thinking when they made the name.
I hope it doesn't represent that. But
I got nothing, bro. I was like. Bro,
I think it's dollar sign language or something like that.
I don't think it represents that. No.
Because they have money logos on the jersey, so I think it's dollar sign.
It wouldn't have chose those initials, but it is what it is.
What do we do, G?
We listen
and we don't judge. I mean, my team's full throttle, baby. All gas, no brakes.
I'm gonna take a trip to fucking North Carolina. Yo, give me a Federation jersey real quick. Go to work.
Come on.
Put all three of us on the team.
Yo, Scott Anderson, what's up, bro?
I'd do it too.
I wouldn't know what to do with all three of us on the same team. It would be a slug fest.
Hey, we're going to scratch. I'm gonna say that now. I'm putting all three of our asses in scratch.
We're gonna talk shit to all three. We're not gonna worry about the other team. We're gonna talk shit to all three of us.
Yeah, I'm gonna definitely talk shit to everybody, yo.
Yeah, I'm gonna be talking shit like I do any other day.
I'm like, oh, Mike, good night, Joel. Good night.
Mike said, "Love your hair, Butchie, but bald is beautiful."
Bald is beautiful, but I can't pull that look because I look like the moon. If you see me with a shaved head, I look like I got craters on my head. No, that's not a beautiful look for me.
How do you get your hair to stand up like that?
I've been doing it for like 20 years, so it just kind of automatically stands up. I put gel in it, of course, but it stands up. Yeah.
You just want it to be more aerodynamic?
Goddamn right. I mean, I got all that speed and all that everything.
He said your hair is so feathered and lethal tonight, Butchie.
It is.
Somebody give me like a real hick term, like a real hick like line. Like you can knock a fucking brass wheel off a fucking pigeon head. Like I don't know. I got nothing. I was just trying to think of words.
Golf ball through a garden.
What I'm saying is, bro, it does look deadly. You know what I mean? You look like you could sock a baby with that if you really just went the wrong way at it. You know?
You want to go grab my baby real quick?
You sure got a pretty mouth.
Who said
hey,
that?
Look, so, yo, you know
Michelle
who you
said
like,
that.
Now that I look at you, Butchie, you look like, so you remember the movie with Martin Lawrence and the cop?
Nothing to Lose.
I don't remember
that
movie.
One?
Nothing to Lose.
The white guy
yeah.
that was hitting him with the bee, and he, quote unquote, was allergic to bees?
Nothing to Lose.
Yeah, he reminds me of that cop, just heavy set.
Are you talking about the one with Chappelle in it?
No, yeah, no, uh-uh. No, I don't think Dave Chappelle was in that one. I don't think so.
Martin Lawrence went in to get, he was like a cop?
Yeah, yeah, uh-huh.
Dave Chappelle wasn't.
He was going into the academy.
Because he goes, all I can tell you is that he's, I can't say the word, but.
Yeah, I know, trust me, that's why trouble. I didn't say it.
You know what the word is. It's a I'm getting trouble.
Jeter, say it.
No, I'm not going to. Why are you trying to? No, you stop it. You cut your shit. You cut your fucking shit.
Mike
Mike said, and I'm going to go back to this. Mike said, I watched the game last night. Where the hell is the offense, bro? Seriously.
Is that Mike Reynolds?
It was a disaster. The defense played really well yesterday.
Hey, Chicago more points than you guys did last night. Offenses were
fucking non-existent. I was disappointed as a Niner fan in just how my team – I heard what happened with Buddy walking off the field at halftime. We were just – we're a team in shambles right now. But I will say this, Mike, and I said this earlier. We have spoiled – we have been spoiled as Niner fans for 5 to 6 years now. My teams – and just because we didn't win the Super Bowl doesn't mean we don't have a Super Bowl hangover. Like, my team played 2 Super Bowls in 3 years. I think my team just caught up to itself this year. So what we're going to do is everybody go rest. Because we have no chance to make the fucking playoffs now.
And we don't judge.
Kill them the fuck out and do what you got to do. No, I had the Niners defense yesterday. They only got me 6. Which was, I was like, are you fucking kidding me? All they did was kick field goals yesterday. But there was no picks. There was no sacks. It was just 2 terrible fucking offenses yesterday.
Pretty much.
Hey, can you explain to me how Jay Jennings only got me negative 3 points last night?
Jawan Jennings got you -3 yesterday? -3? Yeah. Yo, I thought there was like 3-4 catches he had for like 60, 70 yards yesterday.
-3 points when I woke up and checked my fantasy this morning.
Listen, at least you didn't have Brock Purdy.
Shit. Well, hell, freaking
at least you didn't have damn Cooper Kupp.
Whatever
that part too. Yo, he didn't get not a catch yesterday.
Whatever team I had for defense last week got me -4 points.
Yeah,
I didn't think you can go negative.
And I got Derek in fantasy this week.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, you definitely do.
I can't wait till next year. I'm about to fuck y'all up on that fantasy league.
I'm in the offs. Y'all.
Y'all ain't going to be able to touch me.
I beat Whit to hold my spot, and I got to beat Whit to go to the new round. We're going to have to
do 2 leagues because this is our keeper league. So yeah, we'll do a dynasty league and another one.
I'm going undefeated. A lot of talk, right? I know. For a guy that's like 6-7 or something, or 7-6.
I just remember told you that we like to keep receipts because last time you talked this to happen. So drink a big glass and shut the fuck up and don't do that. Okay, good. We're gonna move on to the next subject. And yeah, the last time you talked, that's what happened. So sip that glass and shut your ass up and put your face back on. Okay.
Hold on.
Note, G, take us out of here, my G.
Hey, on that note, we're gonna wrap it on up. We're getting the hell out of here. So, and on that note, I thank y'all for joining us tonight. For Butchie, Joel, and myself, this has been the Rolling with Jeter, Joel, and Butchie show. Thank you for joining us.
Thank y'all.
Hair grease.
See you next week. K, love you. Bye.
Posted in the cut, and I'm looking for a blockhead. Yeah, get my white tee, I break them back, and I keep a big bank. Oh, I think they like that. Before I need a house, yeah, I'm seals on the goose. And I'm looking for a